This Health Ranger Report Pandemic Podcast is brought to you by naturalnews.com for uncensored reporting and healthrangerstore.com for lab-tested preparedness supplies such as storable food, full-face medical masks, biostructured silver first aid gel, and iodine, only while supplies last. All right, I'm going to give you a Bitcoin update here in the context of the coronavirus pandemic. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I've been labeled a Bitcoin critic, I guess, for some time. But this podcast may surprise you because today I am here to announce, as a non-Bitcoin holder, I do not own any Bitcoins. I sold them all for gold a couple of years ago. I've got gold coins. Yes, indeed. Real physical gold. It's sitting on a shelf in a safe right now. But Bitcoin, because of this coronavirus, I now can tell you, I believe Bitcoin looks set to double in the next year, and it could go much higher. And the caveat in this is that as the world gets kind of crazy from this coronavirus situation, and we have supply chain disruptions, we're going to have instability in the banking system, and we're going to have a rush toward alternatives. That means gold and silver, which are my preferences, by the way, but also Bitcoin and Ethereum and other cryptocurrencies. So I believe the next year plus, maybe 2 years, maybe 3 years, are going to be very good for Bitcoin and Ethereum and other cryptocurrencies. Yes, you can quote me on that. I'm saying it on the record. Again, I've been a critic of the Bitcoin bubble in the past. I even published a website called BitRaped.com because I think that a lot of hype, especially in Asia, was being pushed. Like, everybody get into Bitcoin. It's going to go to $1 million a coin. And I think that was complete BS. Actually, here it is, the year 2020, and I've been proven correct. And John McAfee hasn't eaten his dick on live TV yet, which I think he had promised to do, didn't he? If it didn't reach a million, isn't that the McAfee promise? But then a couple months ago, McAfee comes out and says, Bitcoin's obsolete. He says, there's so much better cryptocurrencies now, which, by the way, was one of my entire points in all of this, that Bitcoin was not really the most advanced cryptocurrency. It was a great pilot project, but Ethereum is a computing platform, really. I mean, Ethereum is way more advanced, and there's other cryptocurrencies that are far more advanced, like there's Zcash with zero knowledge both ways. I mean, better encryption, better distribution of the computational power. You know, there's better scalability. There's all kinds of systems that are better than Bitcoin from a technical point of view. So I'm not saying that everybody should just dump everything and jump into Bitcoin. However, Bitcoin will probably go up. So if I'm not like a never bear on Bitcoin, and I'm not philosophically tied to saying that Bitcoin is always bad or whatever. I'm just trying to tell it like it is. And right now I see that Bitcoin is going to go up. Does that mean you should speculate on Bitcoin? Not in my book. I would not speculate on Bitcoin. Maybe you have a higher risk appetite. Maybe you want to speculate. But I can see using Bitcoin for its utilitarian means and properties, being able to move money internationally relatively quickly at relatively low cost in the middle of a global supply chain crisis where banks are going to be heavily hit by a wave of business bankruptcies that's coming from the pandemic. Yeah, I can see Bitcoin doing extremely well in terms of its valuation. It could go to 20,000. It could go to 40,000. It could go to 50,000. Now, Max Kaiser says it's going to 400,000 per coin. That's Max Kaiser, who I admire for his attitude and his determination to get everybody on the planet to buy Bitcoin. Max Kaiser, he gets super excited about these things and he kind of blows his top on spouting like, 400,000. I call that a Kaisergasm. And he's very entertaining to watch. I love the guy. I mean, he's fun. He's very knowledgeable actually on financial matters. So Max Kaiser says it's going to 400,000. I call that a Kaisergasm. I don't think it's going to 400,000, but yeah, it's going up. So at least I do agree with Kaiser on that point. It's going up. It's in the upward direction. No doubt about that. But the caveat here with Bitcoin, and this is important, the caveat is if society, if it gets so bad that we have a Mad Max apocalypse type scenario, you know, if everything shuts down and we don't have banks and we don't have civilization, then of course Bitcoin goes to zero because Bitcoin requires this massive infrastructure of, you know, computational infrastructure and the internet working and electricity functioning. So if the power grid goes down, then the value of Bitcoin goes to zero, right? How are you going to use it? You need electricity to use it. And as I've always said, you don't need electricity to use gold. Then again, if everything's collapsed at that level, you're probably looking at a 90% reduction of the world's population. And the idea that you won't be able to use your Bitcoin may be the least of your concerns, since you'll be trying to defend yourself against the zombie mob with your AR-15. So maybe your Bitcoin is irrelevant at that. You're not going to be asking, where's my Bitcoin wallet? You're going to be saying, where's that spare mag? That's going to be your conversation. Where's that speed loader for the 5.56 rounds? Has anyone seen the 300 Win Mag rifle? Yeah. When was the last time we sighted in the optics on that thing? Oh, yeah. When was the last time we changed the batteries on that red dot sight? Those are going to be your concerns. But hopefully it won't get that bad. I do believe that the future of our world is a future of decentralization. I believe that the era of fiat currency and these fake money banks, i.e. central banks, I think that whole era is coming to an end. I don't know what's going to replace it. On one hand, there's old school gold-backed currency. On the other hand, there's the new high-tech cryptocurrency, digital wallets, total government surveillance over all your purchases, an Orwellian dystopian finance nightmare. I don't know which of those two is really going to emerge as the most likely candidate, but I'd rather have honest money and a gold-backed currency than some electronic super spy surveillance Orwellian transaction system run by Mark Zuckerberg in conspiracy with the Federal Reserve or something, or JP Morgan. I don't want that. So maybe Bitcoin has a role to play in preventing the worst case dystopian money centralization Orwellian nightmare from coming to fruition. So for that reason alone, I find value in Bitcoin, and especially in the very concept of cryptocurrency, which I have always supported universally. I've always said cryptocurrency is a great idea, but just don't get suckered into a bubble market where most of the participants don't understand cryptography, for one thing. The average Bitcoin holder can't do math. Sad to say. Well, I mean, the average person living on the planet today can't do math. So that's not a subgroup that's so special. Most people can't do math. People don't understand cryptography. They don't understand encryption or decryption. They don't understand, frankly, much of anything except their little world of Asian cuisine cooking shows on Netflix and their Snapchat fake friends who are following their fake life with their fake staged photo scenes that aren't even real. And then they go home and they pop antidepressant pills and they make themselves vomit to try to lose another half pound so that they might look good to their fake friends on Snapchat. I mean, the average person living today is a miserable, depressed, suicidal lunatic. and that's just across the board. And they don't know anything about reality. So yeah, when those people buy Bitcoin, they don't know what they're buying. They have no clue. They just have some friend told them, yeah, buy Bitcoin, it's going up. Okay. This is the same people who would get like a home loan during the subprime home loan scams of 2006 and 2007. Like, really, I can have a home even though I have no income and no assets? And the loan officer would be like, yeah, just sign here. You got a house, man. You got a brand new house. Really? Yeah. And they sign the dotted line. They can't calculate variable interest rates. What happens when their monthly payment goes from $800 a month to $4,000 a month? So they just sign the dotted line, they take on a house, and then, you know, 2 years later, they like rip the light bulbs out of the sockets and walk away and just call the bank and like, we're out of here, man. It's yours now. That's what people did all across the country. subprime mortgage, crash. Why? Because nobody can do math. Well, except, what was the guy's name who shorted the whole market? Depicted in that movie, The Big Short, former physician, Michael something. Yeah, he shorted the whole market and he made a fortune because he had the guts to do the math and to stick with the math. Something Barry, wasn't it? Now that the memory's coming back. Anyway, I'm like that guy. I can do the math. And I'm going to tell people what's really happening with the pandemic and with Bitcoin, in this case, on this podcast, with fiat currency, with population, and with pollution, science, medicine, anything that's relevant to humanity. Stay informed. Read my website, pandemic.news. Get ready for big changes to come. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for listening. When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock, even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products and gel first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.